Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 4th of July. I hope you're well. Happy Independence Day coming up. Big beautiful bill passes Congress and more flight cancellations expected as French airstrikes continue. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump's big beautiful bill has been passed by Congress. The $3.4 trillion tax and spending package extends the US president's 2017 tax cuts, provides a large funding boost for his immigration policies, and imposes what some believe will be deep cuts to Medicaid and other safety net programs. The bill's passage into law was delayed by the Democratic House Minority Leader, who delivered the longest speech in the chamber's history. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson delivered the result.
The yeas are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
Flight cancellations and delays are expected again today as strikes continue in France. The two-day action by air traffic controllers led to the cancellation of 16 flights to and from Dublin yesterday. Passengers with flights booked to or over France are being advised to keep in touch with their airlines for updates. Graham McQueen from DAA says they have plenty of staff on the ground to help anyone impacted.
A couple of thousand passengers have been discommoded. That's unfortunate. We really feel for them. Nobody wants this in summer. There's a lot of people affected by this who've been planning for their summer holiday with their families, with their kids. It could be their first summer holiday. We don't want disruption, so that's unhelpful. But the airport generally is very, very busy. We're doing lots in the terminals to get people on the way, and we want to do it, putting smiles on their faces on the way.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza is set to deepen unless urgent supplies of fuel are sent to the enclave. The warning from the UN comes as Israeli airstrikes intensified across multiple areas, increasing pressure on overstretched hospitals and emergency services. UN spokesperson Secretary General Stefan Dujarric says fuel in particular is badly needed.
Without an urgent influx of fuel, incubators will shut down. Ambulances will be unable to reach the injured and the sick, and water will not be able to be purified. The delivery by the United Nations and our partners of what little of our life-saving humanitarian aid is left in Gaza will grind to a halt.
Ireland will find it challenging to comply with national and EU greenhouse emissions targets, despite a drop in emissions by 2% last year. EPA figures show all sectors except heating of homes and buildings saw reductions in 2024. Emissions from energy producers were down 9%, but heating of homes and buildings was up by 5.6%. Director of the Office of Evidence and Assessment at the EPA, Eimear Cotter, says despite the overall reduction in emissions, a greater effort is needed to meet our targets.
But when we look at the pace and the level of reductions that we need to achieve to achieve our 2030 targets, we'll need to be achieving much more than 2% on an annual basis. So we need to build on this good work, but achieve each even deeper emission reductions out to 2030 if we're to meet our national and our EU targets.
A woman in her 20s who was hospitalised after a crash in Donegal on Wednesday evening has died. A six-year-old girl also died in the crash in Carndonagh, which involved a car and a van. Another young girl and a man in his 30s are being treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A couple in their 80s who were found dead near the stairs of their terraced home in Cork on Monday will be laid to rest today. Foul play has been ruled out in relation to the deaths of Michael Noel O'Sullivan and his wife Anne. The bodies of the couple were found at around 5 o'clock on Monday evening by a relative at their home in Glanthorn. The Taoiseach will meet with his new German counterpart in Berlin today. It's expected the meeting with Johann Weidfeld in Berlin will focus on the Middle East and efforts to secure an EU-US trade deal. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris says security and defence, along with EU enlargement and reform, will also be up for discussion. The new US ambassador to Ireland says he looks forward to building lasting relationships. Ed Walsh hosted Independence Day celebrations at the Deerfield residence in the Phoenix Park last night. Taoiseach Simon Harris was among the 2,500 guests who marked the 249th anniversary of US independence. Ambassador Ed Walsh says he'll work on behalf of Donald Trump to strengthen ties between both countries.
As President Trump's representative, I will work to deepen the bilateral relationship between our countries, a friendship rooted in family ties and strengthened by a modern partnership based on shared values and economic growth.
Liam and Noel Gallagher will play their first show together in 16 years tonight as the long-awaited Oasis reunion tour kicks off in Cardiff. The once warring siblings will take to the stage at the Principality Stadium before further dates here in Ireland, the UK, the US, Japan, Australia and South America. The Gallagher brothers will play two gigs in Croke Park next month. Noel has already been spotted by a young fan at Cardiff Station, having apparently opted to travel by train ahead of the band's gig. And in sports, tributes from the soccer world have continued to pour in for Liverpool footballer Diogo Jota, who died in a car crash in Spain yesterday. The 28-year-old father of three had married his long-term partner just last month and was found dead alongside his brother. Police are investigating the possibility the Lamborghini left the road because of a tyre blowout while overtaking. FIFA president Gianni Infantino says he'll be greatly missed.
Fantastic person, a great son, husband, father as well. Tragic loss from FIFA side, my side, the whole global football family.
And in sport, in golf, Emma Fleming leads the Irish charge ahead of day two of the Irish Open at Carton House. The Elm Park amateur will set off from 4 under par in the afternoon groupings. She's back on course at 3. Blanca Fernandez and Kira Tamberlini shared the lead on 6 under heading into the second round. Leona Maguire is 1 under. Anya Donegan is 2 under. They head out together at 2. Sarah Byrne is in the morning groups today. The golfer will tee off from 2 over, as will Lauren Walsh at lunchtime. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.